Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Have you ever heard of the word sustainergy? What does that mean? Is there a way to keep ourselves motivated past what you think that you're going to be able to create for yourself? My guest is Dr. Michelle Sager, and she's the Associate Director of the Sport, Health, and Activity Research and Policy Center for Women and Girls. It's called SHARP. So, Dr. Sager, tell us, what is sustainergy?
Sustainergy is a new idea that I hope starts to revolutionize how Americans think about fitness, activity, and health. And sustainergy is about using physical movement as a way to energize our daily lives so that we can better enjoy and succeed at everything we do.
So how do we, now you created this word, I love this word. We have to be able to do that. Tell us how we can sustain that energy throughout the day and throughout our lives even.
That's exactly right. And this isn't just about, this is about sustaining. So motivation is actually just energy. And so the way you promote sustainable physical movement, physical activity throughout our days and lives is we have to promote sustainable motivation for doing it. And our concepts have to target that goal. It's not exercising today, tomorrow, or how much you did over the last week. It's about sticking with it for the rest of our lives. So sustainergy is about sustaining our motivation to move because it gives us the essential energy and the vitality we need to live the life we feel we deserve and that we're yearning to live. Sustainergy is about fueling ourselves through moving our bodies. And a part of that solution has to include moving our bodies in ways that work for us. We've been taught to be physically active in very one-size-fits-all ways. And the problem is that people don't sustain their motivation to exercise if they're moving in ways that don't work for them. There's new research showing that everything counts. We don't have to sweat. We don't have to do it until it burns. We've really been given the green light by the latest science on the physiology of the benefits of exercise to move in ways that feel good to us so that we will be able to fit it into our lives, so that we'll stay motivated to fit into our days, so that we will sustain it for the rest of our lives.
Okay, so I like what you just said, is that you don't have to necessarily sweat. You don't have to go through the standard movements and the standard protocol of exercise. You move. You do what feels good, and whether that means yoga or dancing around your living room or sitting on a ball and rolling around, whatever it is, right? This is what you're saying.
That's exactly right. And the shocking thing is that even the most educated people in America don't really understand that they have permission to move in ways like that. People still have the outdated belief that the only exercise that counts is if you go to the gym and do it for 40 minutes really hard. And of course, most people, especially working women who are juggling caregiving of their families, don't have time to do that type of exercise. And so what happens is people don't do anything.
Give us a little example of what you would do if you're busy, you're cooking, you're making things, you're doing, you know, working and planning your next event, whatever it is. How do you get that sustainergy yourself?
Well, there's two parts to that, to solve that puzzle. And one has to do with the purpose for moving, and the other has to do with how you move. So going back to the first segment where we talked about the purpose for movement is absolutely key to whether you develop the high-quality motivation that reflects your core values and reflects living the life you deserve to live, and whether you exercise in a way that really matches your preferences instead of trying to fit into a one-size-fits-all approach that isn't going to work for you. So people have to get both of those things down. To have sustainergy, someone has to identify in what ways they want to improve their daily lives and really understand that moving more throughout the day, that fitting in even a few minutes of movement throughout the day can generate energy and can lift their mood. And those are the essential ingredients to being happier and more successful. And then once they identify that, the key is, okay, what am I going to do? Where am I going to do it? And then how long? It's about the logistics and about giving oneself permission to not try and run a marathon if that doesn't appeal to you, and instead to try to decide to turn on the music as you're making dinner for 30 minutes and dancing around with your kids.
I think that's great, see, because that's something I do. I keep, you know, music on almost all the time, and sometimes I'll just stop, and my kids will be like, Mom, they're rolling their eyeballs at me. I'm playing air guitar, or I'm jumping around, moving my hips around, and I think that it just adds, and plus it gets my blood flowing a little bit, and then I just have that much more energy. You know, give us something else you can do to kind of give you that little boost.
Well, you know, moving with people you like, moving with your family, moving with your friends, instead of making a coffee date, make a walking date. People don't even think about that, but it turns out that when you're moving with in places that give you positive emotions, like being outside in nature or with people, that just adds a further boost to the benefit you get from being physically active. So figure out a way to make it fun for you, personally meaningful, and multitask it with the other things, like spending time with loved ones that you want to do.
And we also have to stop the negative self-talk, don't we, Dr. Sager, because it's really one of the things that brings us down. And then all of a sudden you say, oh, well, I'm not going to get my exercise in today, so screw it, I'm going to eat this burger or this ice cream. And that builds on itself too.
It absolutely does. And the solution is, I have something called the SMART path to lasting change. And that path is, the North Star of that path is being self-caring and self-compassionate. And there is no perfection. There is no one is perfect. Even people who exercise every day have to take breaks because of busy lives or illness. And so we have to toss out the notion that there is a perfection and instead understand that we have to flex what we think we can do every day as life ebbs and flows, as it always does. I call this dancing with our challenges. If we don't know how to dance with our challenges or improvise when
life
changes...
Go with the flow, right?
Go with the flow, yeah.
Because otherwise you're too wound up tight, and if you're so wound up tight, something's going to give, you know? And so you have to be able to ebb and flow and go with the flow. Now, why don't you tell us, Dr. Sager, about the SHARP Center and what you do with women and girls?
Well, the SHARP Center is a strategic partnership between the University of Michigan and the Women's Sports Foundation, and we lead evidence-based research that enhances the scope, experience, and sustainability of participation in sport plan movement for women and girls. And if people want more information, they can Google the SHARP Center for Women and Girls. They can also go to my website, which is my name, michellesager.com, to learn more.
To learn more in the last minute here, give us your best advice for building our own sustainergy and getting our motivation going so that it doesn't wane and it just keeps building on itself. You have about 30 seconds here.
The best advice is that you are the energy center of your whole life and everyone you love and everything you do. If you don't nurture your own energy, you won't have as much to give and be successful with. So choose to foster sustainergy so you can fuel everything you care most about in your daily life forever.
And add movement and add music and add positive self-talk. These are all things that Michelle told us to do today. And I think there's some great advice, and I'm going to try some of them today. So you're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And me, Melanie Cole, for Radio MD. We'll be back. There's more great show coming up.